Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host.
Hey, you freaks, welcome to the Dollcast. This is Roth. I'm not sure how long this podcast is going to be. I'm getting a very late start, and I didn't get much done at all today. Only one little thing, to be honest. But we will do what we can here. At work, it was... I had a revelation. I remembered something. Friday is Good Friday, which means I'm not going to have work on Friday. This reminded me, oh yeah, I have to have all my weekly duties done by Wednesday, since I'll be getting off early Thursday. So, I had to really bust my hump tonight. And it didn't help, because when I woke up in the morning, I had to get up a little extra early, a lot extra early, in order to see something on TV that I wanted to check out. And then, having lost those extra hours of sleep, Gavin and Liam both had doctor's appointments at different times. So, they ended up, Misty went and took one while I watched the other, and then she took the other one while I watched the other one. And I finally got Liam to take a nap, and I got, like, I think 2 hours sleep after that. So I'm really tired right now, way tired. But them's the breaks. In between all that, though, the one thing, I'm just going to go ahead and tell it right now, to cover the dev stuff right now, get it out of the way. The one thing I got done today was... when someone wins in that tic-tac-toe game in the 3-in-1 2P pack, it jumps to a new loop. Puts a delay in there and jumps to a new loop. So it's going to be set up and ready to put in, you know, what happens. It'll say, like, first player wins or second player wins or you lose, you know, in the case of a one-player game. But so that's set up, and that is all I was able to accomplish today with that. I was pretty out of it from having to wake up so early. But I talked to Sean today, and he's gotten more of the graphics done for the game he's designing. And that seems to be going really well. And he said he's having a lot of fun with it, too. And he's working on kind of portrait things at this point in time. I don't want to say anything else, but they're like these portrait like things in the graphics. So that's the whole Slidog development update today. Tic-tac-toe new loop for beating tic-tac-toe, and then graphics are being worked on for the other game that is being designed by Sean. And that's out of the way. So Let me talk about something real quick. I was thinking about this. I was going to blog about it on the old website, but I never got around to it. Actually, I found the file that I started typing up the blog about, but I never finished it. So I figured, hey, this is a good time to put it, you know, just put it on the Dollcast, because I think this is really cool. Excuse me. Okay, Mark Hamill, we all know him from Star Wars, of course, as Luke Skywalker, and he's done other great stuff too. Batman the Animated Series as the Joker, and he also did the Prankster? I can't remember the name of the bad guy on that television show, The Flash, which I loved when I was growing up. But anyway, Mark Hamill. somebody on Twitter, I believe it was a person that goes by the handle Chibi UFO, some time back ago, had retweeted something that Mark Hamill said. And he was replying to someone who I believe is related to him, because the person's name on Twitter was Nathan Hamill. So I'm, you know, figuring they're related. And what he said, though, the person that he... Okay. See what happens when you're tired? The person put, memories, and they were saying it towards Mark Hamill. And there was a picture of Jaws for the NES. And Mark Hamill's response to him was something along the lines of, Jaws and the Little Mermaid. It's the only two NES games I ever beat. Sad but true. And I thought, oh man, that's pretty cool. He played NES. And then I thought, you know, besides that, there's something even more cool within this. I never knew how old Mark Hamill was. I went on his IMDb, and I found out he was born in 1951, apparently. Now, I couldn't have told you by watching the movies when I was a kid that he was actually older than my father. I had no clue. He never looked like he was, but he was. And here's the best part. He was born in 1951. He beat Jaws and he beat The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid came out in 1991. Mark Hamill was playing NES games when he was 40. And to put some perspective on that, if you remember me talking about it before, people used to say, oh, you know, when I was in school, oh, you play Nintendo? You're a nerd. You know, back when it was uncool, just uncool to play video games. And so here's this dude, 40, who's also playing NES at the time. And like I said before, everybody's playing video games nowadays. And you never hear, oh, you nerd, you dork, nothing. Because us nerds are always ahead of the curve. That's right.
Tip of the day.
When playing Ikari Warriors, are you getting bummed out that your character moves so slow? The remedy for this is to sell the cartridge.
Tip of the day.
Guess I only have one other thing that I want to kind of rant about. Like I said, this is going to be a pretty short dog cast. One other thing that I want to rant about. And not so much a rant, just kind of a quick observance or what have you. I keep seeing like these reviews of this new game, Ninja Gaiden 3, which the first two were awesome. And I keep seeing that it's just a really bad game. I believe it was IGN gave it something like a 3 rating, you know, arbitrary number. I don't know how they come up with these damn numbers. They gave it a 3. And today, I see Kotaku. It gives a rating of should you play this or not. And in big letters, it says, no, you should not play it. Now, I'm thinking back to when I first played, you know, I played Ninja Gaiden Black, and I loved that. And then I played Ninja Gaiden Sigma, and I was let down at first. I played Ninja Gaiden 2 for the Xbox 360, and I loved it. And then I played Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, and I felt let down at first. And what I found was after playing normal mode, and then moving on to the harder modes, it started feeling more like Ninja Gaiden. Now, I refuse to read these Ninja Gaiden 3 reviews. I you know, just glance over them real quick. I read like a first couple of lines, and I go, ugh, because I can tell where they're going. They're just going to start bashing it. And then I kind of skim real quick, you know, get a couple hits. I don't want to spoil anything. I've seen that people say the enemies are weak or don't do anything or whatever. I haven't noticed if these people, like I said, I haven't read the entire review, so I haven't noticed if they've played any harder modes or not. And I'm wondering if that's what they need to do. Because, like I said, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 1, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, I wasn't feeling it. I was not feeling the love of those games. But then when I played the harder modes, I was like, okay, here we go. Now it's a lot better. So I wonder if that's what they did with Ninja Gaiden 3. You know, it's harder in the harder modes. You know, Master Ninja mode, I bet it's tough. I don't know, though. Because I refuse to read these reviews until I play it, because I hate spoilers, and I don't want to see spoilers. And I did see something that, oh, the story's weak. What? I'm so sick of hearing this story's weak crap. Why does the story have to be movingly powerful with every video game? You know, if they have a story and it feels somewhat generic, who cares? House of the Dead 2. Man, that's generic as hell. Still great game. Even better is Typing of the Dead, though. But that is it. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have a lot more done, a lot more to talk about development-wise. But it is what it is tonight. All right, freaks, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.